Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Lifegasms Radio, where we explore this delicious adventure called life. I'm your host, Sherry Fetzer, and thank you for joining me as I talk to those who are living their lives on purpose and in a big way to make life more fun, sassy, sexy, and passionate for all of us. So today I'm excited to welcome a lady who is inspiring people everywhere to tune into their intuition and succeed in sync with their soul. She helps entrepreneurs direct their energy towards success and build thriving businesses based on their soul purpose. So please welcome Sasha Savitz.
Hello.
Hi, Sasha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I'm sorry. Yes, and I'm so delighted to be here. I know we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to hopefully really ignite certain changes in people for the better, for their vision.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, let's just jump right in. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Sasha. Like, how did you get started? I know you've got a background in Reiki healing and in intuition instruction and...
Yes, and the list goes on, huh?
I know, exactly.
Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on myself because I know that what we're really wanting to accomplish here for the listeners is for them to learn some tools and tips. And sometimes I just am concerned about taking up too much time about me because it is a very big background. So I'm just going to really bottom line it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just the cliff notes. That's all we need.
Okay,
just
great. I was born with a lot of health issues from infancy. Mm-hmm. Everything ranging from the classic asthma up to things that were more elusive. Mm-hmm. And throughout my life, I had a lot of unexplained types of health challenges that affected my ability to be productive, which really went throughout also my adult life. Mm-hmm. And it caused me to seek to heal myself. And the classic Western medicine was not enough. And so that's what got me into searching for healing of my emotions, my physical body, and my spiritual presence here in this lifetime. And so I actually began as a coach mm-hmm. and as a healer because I couldn't hold your usual 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job. My health was such that I couldn't keep those kinds of hours. So I became self-employed because I needed something that gave me the flexibility to go to bed when I needed to go to bed, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that path was the perfect path for me. And when we get into soul purpose, I can explain more about that. It was the perfect path for me to be able to find out about the things that I found out about and to bring awareness to people who had similar issues and if not the exact same kind of symptoms that I had, then certainly the challenge of having a vision of the life you want to live and just having blockages and challenges that wouldn't allow you to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing.
And the spiritual question that I began asking myself, I think maybe even as early as high school, was why am I here? What am I supposed to do with this, mm-hmm. these experiences? Not like a victim, not like a poor me, but like just a sincere baffling, what is this? Because I had tremendous talent, I had tremendous ambition, I had tremendous vision, but my body just could not perform. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into all of this.
Now, I know you call yourself a soul coach. How did you come up with that concept?
You know, that's a great question, Sherry. I came up with it because as I evolved my business, I began my practice in 1987, and I saw that where the greatest power of my work lay was in assisting people in making deep transformational changes that healed wounds and challenges and obstacles, because look, I was living it myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, what I saw was occurring was that a person's soul was being freed up to be expressive in a person's life, and that was what was true for me. And when I say soul, I mean the essence of a person. I mean that which carries the heart and depth and purpose of that person, as opposed to other kinds of coaching or consulting where, and this is by no means a negative commentary at all, it's just a different distinction, whereas other types of support, let's put it that way, would tend to be towards getting clarity about what you want, what kind of strategic actions can get you there, what is it that you really do want to accomplish by a date, like a goal or a project deadline. And although I do that also with my clients, hence I'm an entrepreneur soul coach, the only way from my platform that a person can really reach those goals and that vision of the life they want is by their internal transformation. Who do they need to become to accomplish the outer manifestation of the life they want to live?
Mm-hmm. So is that more or less why somebody would seek out soul coaching then? Like for you to kind of help them identify who they want to become?
Well, I find that people really know who they want to become. People have a general sense of what they want to be living, even if it's by them going to the contrast of what they don't want to be living, right? I mean, how many times do we actually get clearer about what we want by being able to identify what we don't want?
Mm-hmm.
And so a person who would seek me out, for instance, would be somebody who knows that they have something missing in their life, whether it's their personal life or their professional life. They can feel that they're just not getting where they want to get to, and you can call it procrastination, you can call it confusion, you can call it fear, you know, fear of success, fear of failure. It could be all of those things. However, a person who is drawn to me will be somebody who knows that they have something to heal within themselves, either from a programming that got implanted from early childhood or some specific jarring, perhaps even traumatic experiences that had them fracture, what I call fracture, from the wholeness of who they are. And we all have those situations. And in fact, I was just thinking before this call this morning that a lot of the beauty of what's now happening in our marketplace for entrepreneurs in particular, small business owners, is that we are being called to share our story like you did with me at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because therein lies what it is that has a person go deeper into owning how their path brought them to where they are today, which is not a new idea, but what is the new layer that's added, I feel, in our consciousness of marketing and our businesses today, is to then see that is the gift. The path that we have had, the challenges that we have had, has made us become a great resource for others.
Mm-hmm.
And when a person wants that, when a person wants to know how their soul's journey is the gift of their business, then they will seek me out as a soul coach.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. This reminds me of a video that I saw recently talking about, you know, leaders who really inspire, you know, and how they really articulate their why versus just the what and the how and, you know, focusing on the benefits and features and blah, blah, blah. But they're really somehow they're, you know, articulating their why to attract Yeah. Whether it's customers or, you know, whatever it is.
Yes, I, you know, it's interesting how things become sophisticated, more sophisticated over time. I remember years ago when I got into business and I was studying sales and so on, and the question was always for people who did cold calling, you know, how do you pick up the phone? The dread, the fear of rejection, the fear of you know, not coming across well. And the trainers at the time, the books that were written, the tapes that I listened to, essentially said just that, Sherry. They would coach their sales team, who had to do cold calling especially, to know why they're doing this. And so people would have, you know, in their offices, pictures of the car they wanted to buy, or a beautiful picture of their family that they wanted to provide for, or the picture of the cruise they wanted to go on. That was their why.
Yeah.
However, now I feel the why, and why I have really narrowed my practice to be based on helping people identify their sole purpose and bringing that into their business, is because the why now has to be deeper. I feel that the times have evolved that causes us to go into very deep places within ourselves so that we can find meaning to our lives. And that meaning, that why, has to come from some sense of why a person is here in this lifetime and the purpose that they are to bring to others as gifts, as well as the purpose to just make sense for some people of the life experiences that they've had to date. That is now the why.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So is that what you mean by soul purpose?
Yes, in part, my understanding of soul purpose that has evolved from my own personal life, because I started to call myself a leadership soul coach back in 2000, and then I evolved it to a entrepreneur soul coach, where I was focusing on assisting people in identifying their passions and their soul purpose. And for me, soul purpose has everything to do with stepping back. I keep using that expression, either an overview or stepping back, so that you can stand in an objective position and look at the core influential experiences that a person had. And what tops that off is the family of origin that they are living with and that they have incarnated to live with, for people who have that belief system. And then to track these imprinting experiences and to see the themes of what is the wound or what are the issues that they have to heal in this lifetime, and what kind of character did they become as a result of their life experiences, what are the talents that they were innately born with, and what are the skills that they are drawn to develop. All of this becomes a magnificent tapestry or a mandala of them. And then the work that I do with this soul purpose inquiry is to then distill out the lessons that a person has learned in this lifetime and where they long to bring this value, this jewel box, if you will, of understandings and desires to share with the world. Where in the marketplace will that be best expressed? And most people who come to me know what they want to do. They already know what they feel is a great venue for them in business to express who and what they are authentically. It then just becomes a matter of just sheer business, how to build a business and, you know, developing their public speaking skills and writing their e-books and their articles and that whole domain of grounding their soul purpose into a business presence.
Mm-hmm. So now what do you identify as being kind of the main reason people search out their soul purpose? They want to, you know, dig deeper and find out what it is.
Yes, that's such an amazing search that people will go into. And my experience for doing this for 23 years is that a person will feel that something is just not right. They can feel either a hollowness or a restlessness, Sherry, because they haven't quite hooked up what they're doing in their outer world with some compelling part deep within themselves that has got to be heard, that is clamoring either loudly or whispering softly, but it's still a clamor because it's so strong. To find out how who they are fits into the world. That's one category of people who will seek out what their purpose is. Another group will be people who are already fairly comfortable with how they're living their lives. Their relationships feel good to them. And if a relationship doesn't feel good, they know it, and eventually they'll extricate themselves from that person. And those kinds of people who have a little bit more attunement with what fulfills them will just want more. It won't necessarily be a painful, haunting, compelling type of need to know. It'll just be a feeling of, yeah, you know, I'd really like to understand more about me and the life I have, and how I can bring the most value to my world by understanding myself. Now, in my case, it was, I have to understand what's going on in my life, because this just does not feel good and it doesn't make sense. And then in time, I was able to figure out that I was born to be a healer and an empowerment consulting kind of force and public speaker on the topic, which made perfect sense in looking at the life that I led and the things that I was drawn to for physical healing, emotional and psychological understanding, and spiritual psychic intuition development.
So now, how does someone's life change for the better then, once they get to understand their soul purpose and their passions?
Well, I think that the bottom line, Sherry, is just looking forward to the next day and feeling fulfilled and feeling motivated to want to participate in life and have good experiences in life and to make choices that are self-loving and joyous and fun. You know, I would say that might be probably the biggest reason and the biggest outcome.
Yeah.
It's like for me, there was a period where I became a real estate agent to do mortgages, and I did that for a very short period of time. The reason that I wanted that was because I wanted to make, you know, large sums of money. This was many, many years ago, before the coaching industry really became as lucrative as it is. And I, you know, I was good at it. It used a lot of my talent, but it wasn't where I really needed my soul to express itself. And so it was a great learning experience for a few months, and I did well considering I'd never done anything like that in my life.
Right.
However, I left it, and I went back to putting all of my attention on being a coach and a healer and public speaker.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of kind of like, you know, you mentioned the changes in the economy and so forth, why do you think this kind of thing is so important right now? Because, I mean, because everybody's feeling a little, you know, they're feeling unstable, feeling a little scared. They're, you know, a lot of people are starting to kind of cling to just what they know, and they're afraid to go out on a limb to really express their soul purpose and you know, go into that work. So why is it more important than ever right now for people to actually dive in and do that?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Sherry. I think that that really brings to the foreground probably the most important reason why discussing and reviewing soul purpose is so, so critical today. The thing about knowing one's soul purpose, just as a person doing life, not necessarily a business owner, is that it gives an individual a greater love, compassion, respect, and insight into oneself. And that kind of data, that kind of information, breeds a greater sense of confidence, stability, and most importantly, from my perspective, a sense of inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to use those traits, those values, as somewhat of a toolkit, confidence, inner peace, calm, courage, that allows a person to do just about anything in life and experience just about anything in life and have a place of sanctuary to return to. Even though an experience might be jarring and frightening, when a person has a greater sense of who and what they are, they can handle it. The emotional wear and tear is a little less. It doesn't mean that life doesn't have its ups and downs. Of course it does. However, it's how we meet those experiences that determines the quality of life on a moment-to-moment basis.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of at least knowing that about oneself will give an individual a greater capacity to experience life from a centered place where they can enjoy the experiences more. Now, if you then take that same awareness as a business owner or a person who wants to start a business, then it becomes, okay, the first order of business is really for a person to take care of themselves as much as they can. And if they can go out and do a business, whether it's as a hobby to start off with, or if they have the wherewithal to just close whatever job they've been doing before and lunge out into doing their own business, then they are going into a place within themselves where there is what I call great soul force, power, and fire. And that is the power of determination and the power of creativity to navigate through uncharted waters,
mm-hmm.
which is where intuition is such an important faculty to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance today is that in the face of the challenges of our society and, you know, the challenges that have to do with we don't know what's going to stay and what's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to have this ability to just go away, whether it's a job or a relationship or our health or whatever. It brings us to seek something that's stable and firm, like a pillar of truth, regardless of what's going on in the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person is ready to launch a new business and to really pour their energy into their current business with the fire and the power of their soul purpose, they will have access to their imagination, their creativity, their tenacity, persistence, perseverance, I mean, everything that it takes to make something happen. When you are linked deeply into yourself and your soul purpose, all of those kinds of behaviors, a courageous behavior, an ability to endure something that's uncomfortable, for instance, seems to become heightened. And then the joy that you get, the magic that you can sometimes experience, because when I believe that when a person is really lined up with their soul purpose and they commit to it fully and they design a lifestyle around that, there is magic afoot, you know, in the form of, as I said, synchronicity and just the way things happen in more of a flowing kind of fashion. I think those are the reasons why now is such an important time to know why they are here in their this lifetime, what might be the best kinds of businesses for them to pursue, or if they know the business they want to pursue, to just trust and go.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to have a deeper sanctuary center that they become familiar with inside themselves, no matter what's going on in their outer world.
Yeah, that's very powerful. It creates such a powerful foundation to build from.
It's an unshakable.
Yeah.
Really, Sherry, that's so true. I have found for me, given the challenges of my life with health and some emotional traumas I had along the way, if I didn't have that foundation, it would have just been that much harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, I love this term that you use, succeed and think with your soul. What
yes.
do you mean by that?
Oh, I love that, too.
I love that.
Well, that was a combination of me and a girlfriend years and years ago. You know, I was sitting there thinking, okay, my job in business is to help people go into business and do the career business theme of their life where they really feel that they are being true to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were an employee or if they were a business owner. And so succeed in sync with your soul means to come to the world of business, career, and to approach it honoring your values, honoring the highest vision of the life you want to have, being clear about the highest vision of the life you want to have, and transforming yourself, meaning healing the wounds, updating your programming, being more self-loving, using your spiritual gifts like intuition, to then craft a life that is in sync with the essence of who you are. And that, to me, is success. So succeed in sync with your soul doesn't necessarily mean only business success. It means the quality of life success that a person holds dear in their heart.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And that, now, you know. Sorry, one other thing, because it keeps coming up in my mind, so evidently I'm supposed to say it. This also has to do with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The success of a relationship, personal or professional, if a person is in truth to their purpose and their highest values, it will help an individual weed out sooner than later the kinds of relationships that they really need to be with and which ones are really quote-unquote off-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the inner transformation has to take place, which is why I have a healing business as well as a business development practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person has to go to work on themselves and heal the programming and the self-image and learn just hands-on strategies of how to navigate from what they don't want to what they do want in relationships or anything.
Yeah. Now, I like how you refer to, you know, people who are following their soul purpose as being healers, too, regardless of, you know, whatever industry they're in.
Yes.
You know? I mean, why do you think that people are healers whenever they're on target with their soul purpose?
Yes. To me, healing is a vibration. It is a level, a dimension of resonance that is high where when you live there, when you live at that resonance, a person has access to their higher faculties such as joy, love, creativity, intuition, their psychic channels, whatever those might be, their feeling of communion with their understanding of God. At those higher frequencies, there is more of a experience of life that we'll call fulfilling and nurturing and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything that is not at that level isn't bad or wrong. I mean, we're living on a plane of duality. Planet Earth is a plane of duality.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will have the shadow experiences, the rough and tumble experiences, the grist for the mill experiences, the sand and the oyster creating the pearl kinds of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that layer is where the work lies.
Mm-hmm.
And when a healer is brought into the mix, a healer will be resonating themselves and or will facilitate others to resonate at those higher frequencies where there is access to what I described before. So with that as the principle base, let's go into a hypothetical situation. Let's say we're at a business meeting, and there is maybe some decision making that needs to be made, and there are people who have different points of view, and it gets a little animated and a little heated, and some people are not as happy with what's going on in the meeting, blah, blah, blah. Now let's imagine that there is somebody or several people in that meeting who have this deeper sense of self, not from an ego, I'm right standpoint, but just from a calm, quiet wisdom of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And their ability to know how to nurture themselves and their confidence, consciously or unconsciously, their confidence that they can have the life that they want and that they are methodically building a life that they want. They are just a happier person. They are a calmer person. They are an individual that will probably have more compassion in general because they've reached a certain level of self-knowledge where mm-hmm. they just have greater peace, period. Mm-hmm. And that kind of person, just sitting there without even saying a word, is going to be vibrating at a different resonance than somebody who is not happy, may have some serious challenges going on in their life. They're afraid, they may be angry, they feel lost, they feel confused about their life in general, not just the topic in the meeting, but who they are as a person. That person is going to resonate at a different vibration. I think that's mm-hmm. a fair statement to make. Mm-hmm. So when you put these two energy fields together in a room, the individual who is not feeling as comfortable in life as the other one, consciously or unconsciously, is going to feel that person's vibration. And then that individual will have a choice, consciously or unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a choice to either rise to the level of the other individual, to seek greater happiness, to seek more solutions for their personal life, to maybe reinvestigate what they're doing in their life, and they may make some choices that will give them a greater chance to have the life they want. Or, with that same healer in the room, the same business healer present, that individual may not be able to or want to make those kinds of happier choices for themselves. And they will just get angrier, they will feel more depressed, they will be less interested in finding a harmonious solution to the problem or the opportunity that's being discussed in the meeting. And that person will either alienate the others and eventually be removed from the team,
mm-hmm.
or that person will just have to be dealt with in a very careful way.
Mm-hmm.
The presence of a healer comes in business or in personal life because that person offers a vision of how life can be led, where there is greater happiness, health, prosperity, and love.
Mm-hmm.
That's my perception of we are all healers. And the more we live our purpose and our passions, we do feel happier, we do feel calmer, we do feel confident, and everything else that I've said so
mm-hmm.
far.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, I love that.
Now, that doesn't mean, excuse me, I just had this vision appear in my third eye, so I better say this. That doesn't mean that we go off on this mission to be healers to people who don't want to be healed, right?
Yeah,
we have to be
right.
careful we don't do an ego trip here or
uh-huh.
become righteous or arrogant. I'm not saying that. All of this is with great humility
uh-huh.
and with honor of the other person's right to choose.
Uh-huh.
And that they're not wrong, they've got their path. We may not like what they're doing, we may not even like them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not our job. Our job is to take care of ourselves. If we don't like something, we can choose to either leave the circumstance or in a very honoring way express what we might want to express to that person, and either they agree, which is their right, or they disagree, which is their right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely with that. You cannot force someone to hear something if they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, and not only that, but, you know, who needs to be projected onto
exactly.
that they're doing life wrong? I mean, who needs that?
Yeah. I know. I mean, we don't know what each individual person has gone through. I mean, to them, it may seem right, whatever it is, you know, that they're, you know, adopting. It's like...
That's exactly it, and I had that severely in my life because my life was so crazy for so long that a lot of people judged me. A lot of people didn't understand. And I had to, you know, it hurt for a long time until I figured out how to handle all this.
Right.
And I just understood, and yes, sorrowfully, but also with confidence and great self-love, I would let those people go, and it would make room for people who were more at my consciousness and understood that sometimes people have lives that are pretty intense because they're working on something in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's so true. So now, tell me a little bit about the entrepreneur, I'm combining my words, entrepreneur soul purpose mindset that you really guide people through.
Yes, thank you. That was something that came to me a couple of years ago, and I do teach it definitely in my teleclasses, and it gets covered when people are working with me one-on-one, because for me, these pillars, there are eight pillars that pretty much create a compartment for everything that a person can experience in life that will help them to understand their soul purpose and to succeed because of their soul purpose. Mm-hmm. And so if people have paper and pen, for those who want to write it down, or it'll be on the recording, do you want me to go ahead and read it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So I'm just going to go read the list down so that people can get the overview, and then whatever you want me to elaborate on, I will, Sherry.
Okay.
So the first one, of course, no surprise, is purpose. Mm-hmm. That's the pillar number one. Pillar number two is passion. Pillar number three is intuition. Pillar number four is inner peace. Pillar number five is raise your vibration, or raise your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Pillar number six is what I call the five C's, which are clarity, courage, commitment, creativity, and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven are the two G's, gratitude and grace. And then the final pillar, number eight, is the word presence. So, where do you want to go next, Sherry?
I love that. That's beautiful. Just elaborate. Just touch base on each one of those pillars just a little bit.
Okay. Well, purpose, I think we've got that one
Yeah,
down.
We've gotten that one down, I think.
I think we got that one. The second is passion. What I'll say about that is, first of all, I had the privilege of being in the first certification course that was taught by Chris and Janet Atwood, who are the authors of a very remarkable book called The Passion Test. So I'm a passion test facilitator, and in that training, it just deepened my understanding of the importance of passion. I already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that my life was going to be able to succeed, and I would be able to have success in life if I personally followed my passions. And what passions are to me are those things that we love to do. We love to experience. Those things that give us a feeling of meaning to our lives, where we are being true to ourselves. And I think everyone, if they would just think of something that they really love to do,
mm-hmm.
and then imagine that they don't have it going on anywhere in their life, never, how does that make them feel? Most
mm-hmm.
people feel disconnected. Most people even start feeling resentful. Some people will go into passive-aggressive behavior because they're not owning a very important part of who they are. Passions are defining presences of who they are, meaning a person who lives their passions will have a presence out in the world that helps to define them. And when you take a piece of a person's passion away, you're taking a piece of yourself away. And
mm-hmm.
then a person becomes very unhappy, and then it creates havoc in different degrees depending on the person and the passion.
Mm-hmm.
When a person
I believe that people really underestimate the power of passion.
Yep, absolutely.
I really,
Yeah, I fully agree. And the truth is that when a person follows their passions, I feel that it will lead them to having a greater understanding of their purpose, because mm-hmm. purpose and passion are absolutely married together and blended mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So if a person wants to get a clearer sense of their purpose, they should start really taking a look at the passions that they have in their life and what those passions bring out in them
mm-hmm.
and how those passions impact the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person wants to decide on a business that carries their purpose, they should take a look at who are the people that show up that want this particular passion expression that they have,
mm-hmm.
and what is solved, what pain is solved for those people, what unrest, what disorientation, what feeling of restlessness gets solved when a person brings their passion to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about niches, defining one's niche
mm-hmm.
in the marketplace. What is the solution a business owner brings to their customer? And
mm-hmm.
inevitably, that will carry a person's passions in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition, I cannot say enough about intuition. I am alive today because I have such a strong intuitive ability. I would just urge people, if they want to talk to me about it, we'll go into that later.
Yeah.
The power of intuition is, to me, as important as knowing your purpose, and in fact, developing your intuition, going through intuition exercises, doing on a day-to-day basis the activation of one's intuition, you will be led to what your purpose is. You can't help
mm-hmm.
but be led to what your purpose is. Inner peace, I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of inner peace traverses all kinds of themes in life, everything from health to wealth, you know, and the ability to be able to just enjoy life more. When you are sitting in a cocoon of inner peace and knowing how to get there when you're not in a state of inner peace, just gives an individual much more access to their fortitude to
yeah.
create the life that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Raising vibration, we covered that when we talked about healers, and that
mm-hmm.
we are all healers. Basically, the higher your frequencies are, meaning the more you're living in a state of gratitude, happiness, joy, love, compassion, if I already said gratitude, I'm saying it again. This is where a person will be lifted up at those vibrations to then see more clearly and feel more deeply the richness that life has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
The five C's, clarity, courage, commitment, creativity, compassion, I think those are also self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business development coach that I am for entrepreneurs, those are the five C's that help a person stay motivated, stay inspired, stay in tune with their intuition, and help them make better business decisions, because they are committed to their vision, they have the courage and the clarity to pursue their vision, which gives them access to creativity. And I feel that the more a person is self-fulfilled, the more they have a greater sense of who they are and how they got where they are, typically people will develop deeper compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, of course, but there is a tendency that when you're taking care of yourself, you have more space for other people's humanity.
Right.
That's a good way to say it, I think.
Yeah.
And the two G's are gratitude and grace. Gratitude, I think, is very important in a sole purpose success mindset, because when things are not going well, you can either look at the cup half full or half empty. And this, for me, is a particular piece that I'm working on all the time. The more you're able to see the goodness of what you do have in life, the blessings that you do have in life, the stuff that does work in life, the stuff that is feeling good to you in life, you can build on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you give yourself the exercise of listing those things that are working and are wonderful in your life and feeling gratitude for them, just watch how your mood shifts. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, I know. I do that all the time, actually. I find myself kind of in some kind of a funky space, and then I start, okay, I got to find something to be thankful for. And as soon as I start going down that route, it's amazing how quickly I snap out of that funky vibe.
Yep. And you know, that's what doing the work is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for understanding that it's our job and our ability to really change. Now, that may not sound like a great aha in the least. However, when we're gripped in something that's uncomfortable, by just remembering that we have the power in that moment to change, to interpret something differently, to do it differently, there is great opening that can take place. And gratitude is it's almost like a portal, you know, Sherry. It's like a door we can step through to get to the other side of something. And by grace, I mean this state of being in flow, the state of being true to yourself, the authentic essence part of who we are. I call grace that place when we feel this upliftment, we feel the inner peace, we do see the magic of our lives, we do feel that we are blessed. That's my hands-on understanding of what grace is and how I feel it and when I feel it and when I don't have it and when I don't know the feeling of grace in that moment. And I often feel it as a window that opens and I know when it closes. It's pretty amazing. Of when I can feel that the energies have opened up where there's greater love and vision and oneness and beautiful things are happening to me excuse me, in the moment. And then I can feel when the window closes. It's not like everything comes crashing down and is negative, but there is a different quality to the feeling.
Yeah.
People who really have a strong connection to their God source, people who meditate, we're able to perhaps access that feeling a little more on command, so to speak, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for everybody, but perhaps. And then the last one, presence. To me, that's the great moment where all of us is lined up, we're congruent, we're doing what we want to be doing, and even if things are harsh or not as comfortable, we still have that inner knowing of our right to thrive, our right to have what we want, our ability to go deep inside to our truth. And when we walk through life like that, there is a presence. Some people have said to me they see a light around me. Even when I'm feeling sick, even when I'm upset, it's the most bizarre thing, Sherry. But that's because I'm so connected to certain truths about me and life. I guess that's what people sense. And that's why I included it in this pillar template of mindset pieces, because presence carries a vibration of the healer, of a person who's happy, happy, happy. They're motivated by a vision of the life they want, and they honor the spiritual dimensions of who they are. Those are my eight pillars, Sherry.
I love that. That's beautiful. So tell me a little bit, I'd love for our listeners to know about your strategy session, and I'd like to know, too, why you feel it's valuable at this time.
Well,
I mean, here especially.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the way that a person can have a strategy session with me is twofold. Number one, I, of course, encourage everybody to go to my website and opt in for the subscription and to get the bonus gifts, which includes a 15-minute laser strategy session with me. And then if it's appropriate, we can go into a longer strategy session at another time. So what goes on in a strategy session is for a person to basically tell me what it is that they really want in their life and what they know has been stopping them and that doesn't feel good. And when a person gets to my website, it says right at the very beginning, what's hurting in your life? What's missing? And the feeling that something is off, or the feeling is I can do better and I'm not, or the feeling that I know what to do but I'm not doing it, all of these are big clues that something needs to be uncovered. And if they know what it is that's stopping them, but they're still not moving forward, then the next thing is, okay, let's find an effective strategy. Perhaps whatever they've been doing before just isn't working, or the timing hasn't been right, and now the timing perhaps is right. Mm-hmm. And a strategy session will bring all of that information onto the table, and my commitment is for a person to identify carte blanche what is going on in their life and what do they need to do mm-hmm. to get there. That's what we cover in the strategy session. There, of course, is an opportunity for people to look at the many different ways that they can work with me. That's a big part of the strategy session, because what's the point of talking about what's wrong and mm-hmm. what you want without going to have the opportunity to work with me if they feel I have the solutions to get them there? Mm-hmm. So the reason that a strategy session is so important today is because it's very valuable to talk to somebody who is wanting to be your champion, wanting to be your ally, has the skills, has the training, has the vision, has the objectivity to hold the space to chaperone you or escort you or partner with you to get to where you want to get to. And a strategy session gives a person a chance to see for themselves what's been going on. And then I link it all together for them so that they can see what are some very powerful next steps for themselves, mm-hmm. the opportunity to work with me, and what their life will be like if they don't mm-hmm. make those changes. Mm-hmm. When a person feels that and they're honest with themselves, then they are more motivated to have the courage to go into sometimes the unknown and the unfamiliar of the life that they want. So the way that a person can do that with me is, number one, go to my website. Should I go through that now or later?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please do.
Okay. So my website address is entrepreneursoulcoach.com. And entrepreneur, you have to spell it correctly, and soul is S-O-U-L, coach. Entrepreneursoulcoach.com. And then you'll see what the bonus gifts are. And included in there is not only the 15-minute laser strategy session, also an MP3 and a great key ingredient report that can be used for anything that you want to manifest. Mm-hmm. It's basic information. It probably isn't new news to anybody who's already been working on themselves and being in the transformational world. However, the steps, if you follow them and you really come to that report with, yes, I may know this, however, how can I own it more deeply, you mm-hmm. will get the results that you want. Mm-hmm. So the bonuses, as well as a audio clip of one of my MP3s called Sacred Peace. So whether you opt in or not, I really wanted to give people a chance to go into this deep healing meditative state. So as you scroll down on the page, you'll see a player button that you can click on, and you'll hear an excerpt from my healing meditation MP3. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to go when you just want to chill. Mm-hmm. That's one way to get a strategy session with me. Another way is to enter into the main site, and then on that left-hand menu bar, the second button from the bottom, it says complimentary strategy session. Just click on that, and that'll take you to the page where you can fill out the application, and I'll be contacted.
Okay. And that's all on entrepreneursoulcoach.com.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Now, what are the key actions that you think our listeners, what do you think are the key actions that are best for our listeners to take in their lives as a result of listening to you today?
Well, I really think that people should consider getting my audio collection that we talked mm-hmm. about earlier. This audio collection carries the nuggets of the principles that I teach and that I live by. It's a audio collection of four MP3s that are downloadable, and there is a, I'm trying to visualize the page in my mind. There is the MP3 of Sacred Peace for people to go into a deep meditative type of self-exploratory or just relaxation state. There are three MP3s that are of public speaking events that I presented, which have to do with owning your soul purpose, exploring what succeed in sync with your soul means to you, how to access passions when you don't feel like it. These are all the kinds of nuggets that are in those particular MP3s. And the audio collection for the people that are wanting to get that through this listening, they can go to my website, and where they would go, what are you going to do with that, Sherry? We actually didn't talk about this.
Well, Erin had mentioned that the just the coupon codes, so that was my understanding.
Yes.
So they
okay.
can just put those codes in to get
yes.
to get the special prices.
Right. Okay. I wasn't sure where mm-hmm. we left off on that. So
yeah. No. Cool.
So I'll give you the URL address for that. Just one second. I'll get there. Okay. So the URL to get to the audio collection is entrepreneursoulcoach.com, and then you do a /, and this is a little long, sorry everybody. So after the /, you put in entrepreneur-soul-purpose. We're almost done, audio-collection.html. So it's the website, and then you do the entrepreneur-soul-purpose-audio-collection.html. And the coupon code for the people who listen, that's good for 48 hours, so by August the 19th at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the evening, the coupon will expire. And what you want to do there is when you click on the price, you go to the shopping cart page, and you use the coupon for Sherry, Sherry. So normally, the cost of this four MP3 collection is $119, and with the coupon code you have a savings so that it's only $75 for all four. And these are MP3s that are fabulous to just keep yourself in the right mindset, as well as an opportunity to do some really deep letting go and relaxation. So that would be one definite step.
Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. I really appreciate you doing that, Sasha.
Oh, you're welcome. The other one is for people who have really been turned on about maybe one or two things I've said in this talk, where they really want something more for themselves. And I've made a very special offer for people to have an hour with me for those who want it. Mm-hmm. And that's called my Power Hour, Sherry.
Love it.
And that is normally $500 an hour, but for this group, again for 48 hours, a person can have that for just $99.
So you can get a Power Hour for $99.
Yes. Right. And so we've got another coupon code, mm-hmm. and it's a 48-hour expiration time, and so here's where you go to get that. You would go again to entrepreneursoulcoach.com and then /, and then the word power, P-O-W-E-R, -, and then the word hour, H-O-U-R, .html. And again, you click on that button. It'll take you to the shopping cart. payment screen and just put the word Lifegasms in there.
Excellent.
And so those are two steep discounts that I really wanted to make available to people in terms of really just stepping up, stepping into, getting where they want to get to. August is a perfect time for people to take a good look at where are things not quite flowing in their life, and where do they really long to be? Let's say by the end of the year, or by the end of January of next year, or of course for their entire life. And I guess the final answer to your question of tips or action steps for them to take would be to be honest, be self-loving, be honest, and look at, what am I deserving to have in this lifetime? And how am I doing living that? And if they feel that they're really on top of that and they are nurturing to themselves and their life are going well, then just look to see what's next.
Yeah.
What else would make your passions really soar? What else would give you a feeling that your dynamic, your dynamic energy is out there contributing to the people around you? I think that might be the big takeaway for people to contemplate.
I love that. That's beautiful. And thank you again so much, Sasha, for those generous discount offerings. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome,
Sherry.
Our
listeners, thank you. And thank you so much for being here and imparting such beautiful wisdom and inspiration.
Well, it's been a joy, and you know I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, ditto. Absolutely.
I love listening to your radio show, and thank you for the gift of being a part of this world that you contribute out there with all of your leading-edge speakers and concepts and opportunities for people.
Well, thank you so much. Well, thank you again, and thank all of our listeners, too. I really appreciate you all. And please download the podcast to this and our archive shows. And follow. You can follow me on Twitter at Sherry Fessler. And you can go to lifegasms.com to sign up for our mailing list so you always know what we're up to. We always have a lot of fun things coming up. Thank you again, everyone. This is Sherry Fessler for Lifegasms Radio, reminding you to make it a lifegasmic day. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sasha. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Sherry, are you there?